out in the Nordsee International story. Before 2 p.m. on Sunday, February 21st, 1971, the official start of RNI's second lifetime. The disc jockeys on board were Stevie Merrick, Martin Kane, Alan West, Tony Allen, Dave Rogers, and Christian St. John.
This is Radio North Sea International. In the medium wave on 220 meters, 1,367 kilocycles, in FM at channel 44, 100 megacycles, and in the short wave at 6,205 kilocycles in the 49-meter European band, this is Radio North Sea International. RNI is music on your dial 20 hours today. And now we bid you welcome to Radio North Sea International. The first on our opening program this afternoon is our production director, Mr. Vic Pelly.
A new and different chapter of Radio North Sea International begins at this time. On behalf of the owners, Mr. Meiser and Mr. Baudier, I would like to bid you welcome to the new RNI. In the years to come, Radio North Sea International will bring to you the best possible entertainment.
International, this week's number one sound in our Super Hit 50, that's Gilbert O'Sullivan and Nothing Rhymes. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to the sound of Radio North Sea International, Europe's number one music station. And may I, on behalf of all the announcers on Radio North Sea, whom you will be meeting in the next 60 minutes of our new opening programme, welcome you along to Radio North Sea International. At this particular time, it is very gratifying that we are able to return to 220 metres, and I may say that this time around, things will be definitely together. This is Stephen Merrick, and all I want to say at this time is that I'm very pleased to be on board the broadcasting boat, as we will come to call it, in the future, and throughout the time that all the announcers aboard are here, we will do our best to bring to you the best things, as our production director, Mr. Victor Pelly, has said. What can one say at a time like this? I'm just knocked out that it's been possible for us all to get together. A little bit about myself. On the record it says 23, in fact I'm 25. I come from London, which is right down in the south of England, if some of you do not know England too well. This is my third offshore station, and we've been together for about four weeks now, and it's been four very hectic weeks, as Alan and I will tell you about a little later on in the programme. About Radio North Sea International, the format and things like that will be geared especially for you, and we ask you, especially because this is a station for you, to write and let us know exactly how you like our station or how you think you would like our station, and then we can get a complete picture of how it should be. I must admit, at this particular time, one of the few times I'm stuck really for words. I'm a little bit overcome, you see, but never mind. I think the best thing one can do is to express it best the way this does.
In March The Dutch programs commenced with Joost de Draaier, Jan van Veen and Ferry Maat. It was clear that RNI was in business again. Publicity spots were steadily on the increase, and listener polls showed that Radio Noordzee was rapidly becoming the most popular station in the Benelux countries. In fact, according to some, RNI was becoming too popular. Just before 11 o'clock during the night of Saturday, May 15th, 1971, the international programs on RNI were suddenly interrupted by urgent Mayday calls. May we remind you that the following Mayday calls are recorded documents. All is well on board Amoebo 2.
4 miles off the coast of Scheveningen Harbour. SOS, SOS, this is a Mayday call.
Mayday, mayday. Dit is Radio Noordzee Internationaal aan boord van de Amoebo 2.
Amoebo 2, Amoebo 2.
4 mijl uit de kust van Scheveningen. Onze machinekamer staat in brand. Wij hebben dringend hulp nodig. Mayday, mayday. Radio Noordzee Internationaal. 4 mijl uit de kust van Scheveningen. De machinekamer staat in brand. Wij hebben dringend hulp nodig. Mayday.
Amoebo 2, anchored 4 miles off Scheveningen. We are on fire. Can we please have assistance? Mayday, mayday. Can we please have assistance? This is Amoebo 2. We are on fire.
This is a recording.
Amoebo 2, anchored 4 miles off Scheveningen. We are on fire. Can we please have assistance? Mayday, mayday, SOS, SOS.
This is Amoebo 2.
We are anchored 4 miles off Scheveningen, and we are on fire. Can we please have assistance?
This
Thank you.
Is a recording.
We repeat that the mayday calls you just heard were mere recordings. Two frogmen paid by a competitive commercial station had succeeded in boarding the Amoebo 2 unnoticed and had planted a bomb which was ignited from a rubber dinghy where a third man had been waiting. In a few minutes' time, the whole of the afterdeck was on fire. Thanks to thousands of listeners who heard the calls for help, coastal stations were informed at once and very soon fire tenders and lifeboats appeared on the scene and further damage could be prevented. An all-out effort by Kurt Baer enabled the programs to go out exactly according to schedule the following morning at 0600 hours. The next day, the Dutch authorities, acting upon a tip, arrested the 3 men and later on 2 directors of a competitive station. All 5 were convicted to 1 year's imprisonment. In spite of the difficulties involved, in order not to lose any publicity contracts and give a continued service to millions of listeners, the Amoebo 2 was repaired at sea. By approximately mid-August, the ship was completely repaired. Costs amounted to about 1 million guilders, $280,000. Early in October, Andy Archer, who had been fired 2 months earlier, made a statement to a Dutch newspaper accusing RNI to be a spy ship in the service of East Germany. After a few days, the excitement eased off and it became clear that once again, someone had tried to blacken RNI's name. From then onwards, no more exciting adventures around Amoebo 2, except when 10 to 8 one stormy December morning, the cop-op program of Peter Holland was interrupted by Leo van der Goot, who announced repeatedly that the Amoebo 2 had broken from her anchor chains and that they were approaching territorial waters. As a result, the station closed down at 0800 hours. In the late afternoon, however, the Amoebo 2 was towed back to her original position and normal programming recommenced.
This is the place that's gonna blow your mind.
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 This is the place that's gonna blow your mind.
the International on 1367 kilohertz.
Only just that we're here, yes. Very good evening, everybody, and welcome to the English service of Radio North Sea International. First thing I'd like to say is that all the English DJs are well. If you're wondering exactly what has happened on RNI today, well, there's a full report in the news at 7 o'clock with Paul May. And I shall be telling you very shortly what was happening. Very tired, nay, exhausted, but sustained with a couple of cups of tea. With you on drive time right the way through until 8. So, trying to keep things as normal as possible. Start off this evening with a music maker, Typhon and the Mother Major family, and they're insisting that there's been a change in me. Around about 8 o'clock, I'm not exactly sure when, our anchor chain broke, and there was the Mevo 2 drifting all over the place. As the next 2 hours or so, we were all up on the bridge in life jackets and drifting steadily near a Scavenging coast, which was rather nasty. Anyway, luckily we got the engine started and out came the lifeboat, which we refused to get into. And that was followed by a tug a little while later. And at the moment we're being towed to a position, well, our original position, I presume. And it's the Smith Bank at the tug. I must say, it feels like not we're being towed, but that we're being picked up and carried. Oh, dear. Anyway, our position, for the purposes of any other shipping that happens to be around, is 52 degrees, 11 minutes north, 52 degrees, 11 minutes north, 3 degrees, 57 minutes east. Just repeat that, 52 degrees, 11 minutes north, 3 degrees, 57 minutes east. That's where we are at the moment, and we're still moving. Well, everything appears to be okay now. I just want to, if you'll excuse me, I'll have a quick message now, going out to my mother and also to all my relatives and friends. Don't worry about a thing, I'm fine. A little bit short of sleep,
right.
But we all are at the moment. As I say, just before I came down onto the air, we had some toast made, lots of kettles full of tea, teapots made, all this sort of thing, and we're slowly getting it together. 8 minutes after 6 o'clock, you're at drive time on a peculiar Monday, and if you're driving around, hope you're enjoying yourself. Time right now for this,
RNI's Smash Play.
Al Greenan is tired of being alone, and I'm sure I'm not alone this evening. Glad to have you with me, and don't forget to stay tuned.
Also in December 1971, Mr. Vic Pelly left Mebo Limited in Zurich, and Mr. Paul May became program director of the International Service of Radio North Sea International. The Sunday World Service, the broadcasting of which was too great an effort to keep up for the few English DJs on board who were already responsible for a 24 hours per day music and news service throughout the weekend, was stopped. A necessary decision, which was nevertheless regretted by many listeners. In May 1972, the first tests with a second medium wave transmitter were carried out on 390 meters. And on June 14, 1972, RNI started broadcasting with a power of 90,000 watts.
7 minutes past four, hang on, I just can't read the clock, can I? 8 minutes past four in the morning, it's Wednesday the 14th of June, 1972. This is Radio North Sea International, AM and FM. Going out at the moment on medium wave, shortwave, and VHF. I said that just to deviate from FM, it makes a change. Hey, by the way, come and say good morning to everybody. Come and say good morning. Come on, come on, come on.
There's good morning, everybody. This is my great tower. We have 90,000 watts.
90,000 watts, yeah. Per hour. Are you happy?
Very happy.
Good, good. I tell you what, just because we've got 19,000 watts of power, a little bit of applause. On the record and off the record, 24 hours a day, this is Radio North Sea International.
heard the North Day International Story. Thanking Pierre and his team of the good guys for their help with the production of this program, this is Albert J. Bedams wishing you good DX, and until we meet again next month, it's bye-bye and cheerio.
We've got 18 minutes to go before the hour of 10 o'clock out here on R&I, Radio Mercy International. The special program in a 49-meter band, 6205 kilocycle.